there anything that you can, that's been connecting to that, or is it a product of how the team has been sort of connected overall this season?
I think it's reflected in the way that we have been able to get back to neutral in a very timely manner during any game, not just on the road, at home. I think it becomes more important on the road. That could be the other team gets on a hot streak and goes on a run. That could be we make a couple of mistakes in a row. Is the thing I talked about the other night after the Spurs game, you know, our ability just to get back together and focus on the next possession instead of worrying about what just happened. And, you know, there were games this time last year on the road at Minnesota, at Miami, where some things went wrong and we kind of fell apart. And so that's I think it's reflective of our group right now. And to your question, it becomes more important that you're able to do that on the road, you know, in front of a road crowd. And it's always difficult to win away from your building.
Just won a game in Portland where, you know, a lot of your guys were out. In this case, a lot of Atlanta's guys are out. Is there any re-emphasis of just, like, not taking a team lightly in that kind of situation?
There definitely will be.
Coach, curious to get your thoughts right now on the way Marcus Smart is playing defensively. Obviously a great defender in this league for a long time, but now doing it with you and your system. Luka said earlier that the way Marcus plays defensively is like anything he's seen. How well do you think he is playing defensively, and how much of that has just been a spark from his leadership on the court as well?
Yeah, his toughness and competitive spirit are has been one of the driving factors for our early season success. And we knew that if we could get a healthy, in shape Marcus Smart, that he would have a big impact on our team, particularly on the defensive end. He's been fantastic. I think because of our switching groups and some of our special coverages against bigger players, you know, he can have an even greater impact in our system because he's going to end up guarding a bunch of different guys besides just his primary matchup, and that physicality and grit, really, to take on a challenge has been big for us. And then the Marcus Smart plays, the charges, the diving on the floor, those are the, like, igniters for us. And just really, really excited to have him on our team.
JJ, got a couple for you, but first, I saw that Maxey was upgraded to available to make his season debut. Just after all he's been through, I guess since January, from injuries, pushing the foot, the hamstring preseason, now the ab, what's realistic for him in terms of role, playing time? What was realistic for him coming out of just so much time?
Yeah, I mean, we'll read the game tonight. I think he's done enough in the stay ready groups. He's done enough in the limited practices and shoot arounds that I think there's a comfort level with what we're trying to do. He's very intelligent player. I don't want to commit to an amount of minutes or anything like that. We're certainly excited to get him back, and just happy for him that, you know, he's mentally, he's been through a lot over the last 2 years in terms of his health. So hopefully, he can get out there and stay healthy.
And second one, how have you felt about the shot quality or distribution for your guys' team? I ask that because you guys are prolific in mid-range, an area that, you know, honestly most teams try to get away from, but it seems like compared to last season, it's come away from rim attempts and even the threes. Just how has that sat with you as you reflected on this team? What this team provides?
I haven't given it much thought, to be honest with you, partially because of certain matchups that we've had early in the season, and don't want to overreact to small sample sizes. And then the other part of it is I've had some games where it's been a necessity, just to get a quality shot. We've needed to utilize Rui in the mid-range, utilize Nick in the mid-range, of course, Luka. So I don't think that's going to be our shot profile when we're whole, and not really a concern for me.
JJ, one more housekeeping question. I know Gabe is out tonight, but just how is he progressing, or is there any update on him?
No update. He is progressing. His on-court work with Lindsay has significantly increased in intensity. Has not moved to contact or one-on-one or anything like that. But talked to him yesterday. He feels really good about where he's at. And hopefully, you know, we gave a 2 to 4 week timeline, and hopefully that's closer to three-ish.
And then just building off Kobe's question, I know, like, in terms of mid-range shots, like you said, not a lot of teams kind of like those, like, statistically, analytically, but you, as you kind of begin your coaching career, like, how do you balance kind of the analytics, the stats, go with your gut? I know when you were a player, you told us that people told you not to shoot mid-ranges, mm-hmm. and you did it anyway.
Yeah. it goes back to just wanting to see what we look like when we're whole. The 17 games where we were whole last year post-Luka trade, we generated the most corner threes. We had the number one shot quality in the league. So I think we'll be back to that. You also have to have a little give and take. Rui's a great example. He had the best shot profile of his career last year. And that was because of the things we emphasized. That was because of the work that he did with Bo. Felt like he had a career year. He's having another career year this year. Also feel like he's not going to miss a mid-range shot right now. It's like prime Michael Jordan, prime Kawhi Leonard. There's a little give and take that you have to have. And again, I think that goes back to the necessity of getting a quality shot on a possession with some of the lineups we've had out there this year.
JJ, overall defensively, how would you assess how the team is playing through 9 games, and what do you want to emphasize maybe see as areas of improvement during this 5-game road trip?
Don't look at this as an area improvement 5-game road trip. I think tonight is a great opportunity to continue to work on our transition defense, continue to work on setting our shells, being in our shifts, finishing possessions. You know, they're going to run a ton of like-size pick and rolls. They're going to try to ghost out of everything. Our physical square reds are going to be important. But overall, I like where our defense is at. I know we're middle of the pack in the ratings or whatever, but I like where our defense is at. And I think some of this individual stuff, like DA's rim protection right now, is the closest defender. He's near the top or at the top of the league. There's been a lot of bright spots for us. We're number one in the NBA in charges as of before yesterday's game. So we're doing a lot of really good things that we're trying to emphasize. And I mentioned Marcus being the quarterback the other day. We'll have two quarterbacks out there when LeBron's back. So, I think all the stuff that we're trying to do, we're growing, we're getting better. It's going to be an 82-game season where we're going to try to grow over all 82 games. And some stuff you're not going to be able to fully grow in until you're whole.
JJ, you're on the 2021 Mavs team with a young Luka, young Jalen Brunson. Is there anything you can take from that situation as far as what a great coach and Rick Carlisle was able to do with two good on-ball scorers with regards to Luka and Austin Reaves?
I didn't play much, so I was hurt. And I don't remember a single play they ran, to be honest with you. Rick was the best tactician that I played for, and getting to sort of be in the inner circle, even though we lost that series to the Clippers, and kind of watch his game planning and adjustment throughout the series was actually really, really, really cool for me. And Rick was also the person that told me that I should coach, and I actually listened to him. So, then getting to develop a relationship with Luka and Jalen. That's the stuff I remember from my time in Dallas. It was hardly anything playing or basketball related.
JJ, you were speaking about DeAndre a little bit ago. He's said to us multiple times how comfortable he is, how much he's appreciated in the coaching staff, the teammates. Just wondered, once it became clear he had a chance to sign him, and you did, how much you thought about kind of what his role was going to be, what way to communicate with him, and how that's played out in practice to the point where clearly it's been going well so far.
Well, I mean, yeah, again, the role thing is who is he as a basketball player, and how do we put him in a position to succeed? It's not, you don't really spend a lot of time thinking about that. He's a really talented player who's had a lot of success in the NBA, and he's produced everywhere he's been. Knew that he could really help us in our red attacks. It was something we were missing last year when teams didn't want to play coverage against Luka. And he's done a great job anytime he's had a smaller defender on him of drawing a foul, punishing at the rim, getting an offensive rebound, keeping the possession alive. Felt like he had a chance to really be an impactful defender for us. I think he's, to this point in the season, he's exceeded that even. He's been awesome on that end. And I think the early season, preseason, training camp, all that stuff, like, it was so immersive with him that it was a quick learning curve, I think, for both parties, the coaching staff and for him, about how we want to do things and what's expected of him. And he's fully bought in, and he's been awesome.
Just one last one. Saw in the report that Austin's injury designation was changed from soreness to strain. Did he have imaging done on the groin? And if so, what was the result, and what does that look like for Monday and the rest of the trip?
He did have an image. He's got a mild strain. His pain is really low right now. This is, you know, precautionary given the nature of a more serious injury to that area. Don't know when he'll be back, but, you know, given the fact that his pain is pretty low right now, I would expect him to be back at some point on this trip.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.